This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversations that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you can share with a friend, your family, even a stranger. Stay tuned for more information about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hi, my friends. Welcome back to Wine Chatter. Sorry I haven't had a chance to post for the last little while. It's been hectic in my life. But it's a 2022 is a special year, and I'm checking out my wine cellar and bringing out some old friends and sharing them with some old friends too. So this is a 2005 Johannes Bordeaux that was had with a few friends, older friends that I went to school with, and we got together and we shared an antipasto plate, and I must say that the conversation was so much fun, catching up on times of good and bad and family and friends and what's going on in each other's lives, and sharing that with some charcuterie and some artichoke hearts, red pepper, some special cheeses, Taleggio, provolone, applewood smoked, Appenzeller. We even had some raclette that we didn't actually, melt, but was used with some of the other accompaniments to the accoutrements. We had a real good time laughing and chatting. And these two friends are fairly wine knowledgeable too, and we spent a lot of time talking about the nuances and the flavors of this Bordeaux. And this Bordeaux was stellar. It had lots of backbone and character. The tannins were still firm. There was no tawny residual brick or color disfiguration. It had lots of fruit and barrel characteristics. You could taste the eucalyptus and the oak, the toasted oak. Hints of blackberry, even cinnamon were available in this wine. I really enjoyed it. And there's something to be said about Bordeaux and their ability to age, and not only age, but get better with time. I think this particular wine I bought 6 bottles of, and I think we're down to the last 2. And from my notes and recollections that the early drinkings were really tight and chalky on the palate, and you sort of had to work your way through the depth of the flavor, whereas now that depth of flavor is not there. It's really balanced and smooth. I didn't have to decant it for very long. I think I opened it for about 15 minutes. And it was outstanding. Long lasting still on the finish. And we were able to share it for a couple of hours through the conversation. And it was well enjoyed by everyone. In fact, they commented on the durability of these wines and were more than thankful that I shared it with them, because they're not collectors like me in the sense that they have wines, they just drink them faster than I do, and they don't have a way of cellaring them because they share them quicker than me. Anyways, this is a quick one, but it was a good one. And bye for now, my friends. So remember to tune in to Wine Chatter, where we talk about wine sharing and wine pairing. Bye for now.